This is your KVNF Regional Newscast for Tuesday, August 11th. I'm Audra McCabe. Two wildfire fighter deaths were confirmed on Saturday. On August 7th, a helicopter assigned to the Widemouth 2 fire in Utah crashed. The Sevier County Sheriff's Office announced the following day that the two pilots flying the aircraft were both killed. The craft also ignited vegetation in the area, making it impossible for search and rescue to respond immediately. As soon as the scene was deemed safe, crews were able to enter and recover the bodies. The pilots were Miles Elliott of Porterville, California, and Christopher V. Anderson of Green, Iowa. Officials say the cause of the incident is under investigation by the National Transportation Safety Board and the Federal Aviation Administration. The Montrose County School Board has a regular meeting scheduled for tonight. An executive session regarding the third-party investigation into Superintendent Dr. Carrie Stevenson is on the agenda. The board may take public action on her employment following the private executive session. The agenda also lists an executive session to receive, quote, legal advice regarding board response to employee letter of concerns. It's unclear if the letter is related to the investigation. The agenda also states that attorney Brad Miller will attend that session, though Bryce Carlson is the district's lawyer. The son of Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert is facing 5 felony charges. Court and jail records show 21-year-old Tyler Boebert was arrested last week in Garfield County and released from jail on Sunday. 3 of the charges are related to sexual exploitation of a child. 3 of the charges are related to sexual exploitation of a child. The other 2 are for contributing to the delinquency of a minor. In a statement, Representative Boebert says she takes the allegations very seriously. Tyler Boebert is scheduled to return to court later this month. Boebert's original district was Colorado's 3rd Congressional District, which covers the KVNF listening area and most of western Colorado. She later ran in Colorado's 4th Congressional District and has represented it since 2025. Last week kicked off another proud chapter in one of Colorado's longest-running traditions, the County Fair. Folks from across the area became 4-H and FFA fans, made lifelong memories, and showed what it means to live, work, and celebrate rural life in Delta County. KVNF's roaming reporter Lisa Young took a trip to Hotchkiss for some Delta County Fair magic.
The Delta County Fairgrounds were just coming to life as I made my way through the parking lot in search of folks to visit with. As luck would have it, Delta County Commissioners Wendell Koontz and Craig Fuller, with coffee cups in hand, stopped for a brief morning chat.
Commissioner Koontz, tell me what is so important about the Delta County Fair.
This is a real big community event. It brings families and everybody together from all across the county. We have got kids here from Cedar Edge, Delta, Paonia, Hotchkiss, Crawford. Not only showing animals, but participating in all the events, like last night's Ranch Rodeo. What a hoot that was. That was so much fun seeing everybody out there competing and really being part of the Western tradition.
I'm here for the same reason that Commissioner Koontz is here. We're just here to support these kids and to enjoy all these animals and just to be able to say that, Delta County is still at its heart a ranching and an ag community.
Sitting at her desk inside the event office, preparing for another busy fair day, is Jackie Shea, Delta County 4-H Extension agent.
Tell me a little bit about the 4-H community here in Delta County.
Well, I can tell you I've been here for 15 years as the 4-H Extension agent, and it is a wonderful community. The 4-H program, we have close to 300 kids, adult leaders, volunteers that are involved in the projects year-round, ages. We have the little kids that can start at 6, 4-H age is 8 to 18, and they're involved in a variety of things. Today, this week's been very busy with the livestock projects. We have indoor projects from baking, sewing, cooking, all the way to shooting sports. So pretty much any interest that the kids want to do, they can be involved in, and it's a wonderful program.
The fun thing about attending a county fair is you never know who you're going to meet.
All right, we're here at the Delta County Fair, sitting down here with some fine folks. Looks like we've got a really nice breakfast going on here. I'm really envious. Just tell me your first name and why you're here today at the county fair.
Larry.
Larry, now I realize you are the former mayor here of Hotchkiss, yeah. So give me your full name.
Larry Wilkening.
As a former mayor and now out and about doing your own things, what shows or things do you like to do and participate here and just be a part of at the county fair?
We came down for the community night, of course. That's always a big thing, and see a lot of new people and the breakfast, of course. But we go to the exhibits at Heritage Hall.
Over at the livestock barn, 4-H and FFA exhibitors were preparing for the upcoming beef shows. Aaliyah Hansen was anxiously waiting to show her steer, Jasper. We chatted about what it takes on a daily basis to prepare her animal for the county fair.
When you got Jasper, what was it like day to day? What did you have to do to take care of your animal?
Well, I had to get up early and work with him, feed him before the sun came out, because you can't feed them when they're hot or else they'll get bloated. And you have to put them into the cooler so that they don't lose all their hair.
Well, so every day, how many hours a day would you say that you work with them?
Like around 3 to 4.
You know, the process of getting them and raising them and taking care of them, coming out to the fair for this week and all that's involved in the show, and then there's the sale. What's it like to take your animal to the sale?
It's kind of hard at first because, like, all the hard work you put in is just, like, going to get eaten, you know, but it's worth it because you do make a lot of money.
What do you plan to do with the money?
I'm probably going to save it and get a car and another steer next year.
I met another young exhibitor who's been a part of the Delta County Fair for just a few short years, but plans to keep attending every year.
Tegan, what are you doing here at the fair?
Goats.
Okay, tell me about your goats. Did you already show them?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and are you going to be selling them at the sale?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
And what do you plan to do with all the money that you're going to get?
Save it.
Save it? How many years have you been showing?
This is my second year.
And what 4-H are you involved with?
Northrop Mavericks.
Not to be excluded, I spoke with one of the actual animals participating in the fair. Wilbur was a very talkative Hampshire hog waiting for his morning shower.
Good morning. How are you? Oh, you're having a good time here at the Delta County Fair? What's your name? Wilbur? Oh, okay. Getting ready for a bath? Huh? It's not something you can eat. Just trying to eat my microphone.
The Delta County Fair wrapped up on Saturday with the sale and the parade. For KVNF News, I'm Lisa Young.
And speaking of pigs, humans weren't the only species displaced by the July 29th flooding. According to the Erie County Plain Dealer, the flood ripped out a fence surrounding part of Hank and Betsy Nicholson's 15-acre property near Dexter Creek. Inside that fence, over 60 Mangalitsa pigs, a rare Hungarian breed of domestic pig with thick, curly hair. The Plain Dealer reports that it took about 24 hours for some pigs to figure out that they were no longer fenced in. Some escaped the property and ran on the highway, leading to social media posts reporting loose pigs. Last week, the Nicholsons had around 40 of the pigs safely fenced in on the property, but weren't sure if the rest had been killed or were just on the loose. The Plain Dealer says that the Nicholsons need to rehome their pigs or sell them for butchering. There's no longer a permanent fence to keep them in, and Hank, who has undergone 4 rounds of chemotherapy and 5 blood transfusions since he was diagnosed with lymphoma last year, isn't physically up to the task of caring for them any longer. The Uray Chamber of Commerce posted about the situation and is coordinating with volunteers who offered to help out the Nicholsons. That's your KVNF Regional Newscast for Tuesday, August 11th. I'm Audrey McCabe.